You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
MoneyWeb has partnered with Rebuild SA, the network of volunteers, NGOs and donors who are assisting in rebuilding communities, small businesses, schools and the homes of those that were impacted by the recent riots in KZN and Gauteng. But we do have Mbali Ndlovu, the co-founder of Rebuild South Africa, joining the show. Mbali, it's good to speak with you again. I see you have been very busy, but for those of you or those of the listeners who have not heard the story of Rebuild South Africa, can you tell them how it started?
Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity for us to chat with you and your audience. Rebuild SA happened in a very interesting way. So I manage a community, I run a community online called I Know a Guy, and it's where entrepreneurs and youth come together to connect over opportunity. And it was there that a young lady, Amalda Masango, came to the community and she posted that, she tried several times to post this, it's not normally what we would approve, but she said, hey, look, I'm looking to volunteer my time. If there's any business in the Johannesburg area that I can access that's been affected by the riots, I would love to come and help clean up your store. And from that moment, my life and her life and the sequence of events that followed, just everything would change. It's what she did by putting her hand up to offer to help and restore dignity in these affected business, catalyzed a wave of other people putting their hands up, finding out, you know, or saying, I also want to volunteer, or how can we volunteer, or how can we get together? And it was from this inspiration that I created an online community for everybody to connect with one another for these volunteering efforts. I had no idea that within a few days we'd have 58,000 South Africans and a handful of people from abroad who, whether they have skills, whether they have, some people have offered their planes and we've used them to fly through down to the inaccessible regions of KZN, truck drives, cleanup initiatives, soup kitchens and feeding schemes. And it's just really been an explosion of this community of people that just want to help restore dignity, restore peace and love within our fellow South African communities.
No, it's certainly a wonderful story, but how many volunteers do you have so far? And also, I mean, those who want to jump on board, how can they?
Well, the majority of our 59,000 members within our Facebook community are people who are volunteers. So whether they're donating or offering hands and skills, but we also have a registration list. So people can go on and they register. The reason I would encourage people to register, the details are in our Facebook community called Rebuild SA Volunteers Group. But the reason we encourage them to register is because we take information that they give us, that we've asked them, and match it up with the affected areas. So, for example, your location and what capacity you're able to assist, if you have or need transport, those kind of questions. So we can also be able to effectively dispatch the people that are closest to the area or allocate, you know, if someone has a lot of rooms, a lot of people with backies have come forward, a lot of people with construction companies or, you know, glass fitting, et cetera, then we know exactly how to match them up with the affected areas.
And how is the cleanup process in the affected areas going? I mean, I think that many South Africans saw the scale of the destruction happen before their eyes. Most of us were glued to our televisions to see exactly what was happening. And what we saw from TV is what looks like a lot of work.
It definitely is a lot of work. It's completely a lot of work. And not that I had any different expectations, because I also watched the news from Sunday evening through to Monday. I don't think I even slept, and I absorbed the intensity of the situation, not knowing that in a few days' time I'd be participating in the rebuilding and repairing process. But being on the ground, you can feel a bit of trauma. I think a lot of the staff in the places that we've cleaned up alongside them are quite shook. So we had an example where someone dropped a pen or something very light and the whole staff was startled. So there's still a lot of trauma and a lot of pain. But I must commend the team of volunteers because, like, work at these. Without question, everybody in their mask, just come to one affected area, clean up everything, pick up everything, put it in the waste, in the relevant waste areas, and we move on. So it's a way to manage to do more than one area, because we managed to clean up the one side and indeed also go all the way down to Potia North. So I really must commend. It's phenomenal. Mm. I didn't expect this. People are really showing up to mean what they say, and they are just there to help rebuild or to help tidy up or to help clean. And And that's been really phenomenal and emotional to experience and see.
Yeah, you know what? The feeling that you guys are having about how phenomenal it has been, I think is a feeling that most South Africans are having when they hear about what you're doing, and thus so many people wanting to come on board and help. But Mbali, once again, thank you so much for your time and what you are doing, you and the team that you're working with to rebuild South Africa. That's Mbali Ndlovu, the co-founder of Rebuild SA.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.